Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Leftovers Podcast. Derek Kramer,
Frank R. Curry.
And you may notice it doesn't sound the same today because we're sharing a microphone. That's right.
Not in a normal studio.
We're buds. We can share a mic. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not the hardest thing in the world. It's not the easiest thing in the world. It's not going to sound the same today, but at the same time, you got to do what you got to do what you got to do to get your recordings done and in here. Thanks for listening, as always, on WGR550.com in the on-demand audio section. Along with this podcast today, well, you've got plenty. You've got Jason Bottrell. He spoke with the media today as well, so you got plenty to soak in on demand here. So, Frank, it's the NHL playoffs. Happy playoffs day.
Happy playoffs day.
With or without the Sabres, we are hockey nuts. We like ourselves some hockey.
Yep.
And today we just wanted to dedicate it to a NHL playoff preview, really, essentially, is what I wanted to do there. We like our hockey. We like the playoffs. It's always fun to watch it. I mean, yes, I'm going to have to find the golf channel for a couple of games this postseason.
Why? Why is that a thing?
Why is that a thing?
Why does the NHL think it's a good idea to broadcast their playoff games on the golf channel?
Now, this is an extended look here into the podcast. I'm going to put my hand on his shoulder right now. I'm just going to say, ready? No, that's for another podcast for another day, Frank. Okay? We don't have the time.
Yeah, I know.
We do not have the time to talk about the NHL's failures.
Yeah.
Especially with this season's viewership and ratings.
Yeah.
And the Olympics and blah, blah, blah. We do not have the time. It's for another podcast for another day. Today, it's all about previewing the playoffs and who do you like in the first round. We're just doing the first round here today, man.
Yeah, just the first round.
Let's just do the first round.
And then we also
predict. We get an extended look into the first round.
The first round, and then we also predict what our finals is going to be, is going to look like, just based off the first round.
All right, so let's get it started. And probably one of the easier ones that can be predicted, the Lightning, the Devils. Top seed in the East, the second wild card, New Jersey.
I wouldn't call it that easy to predict, although I do think Tampa will win the series.
Tampa's too deep, man.
Tampa's too deep, but they have not been playing well. And Vasilevsky has slowed down considerably from what he was doing earlier in the year.
I think
that's going to give the Lightning a little bit more trouble against New Jersey, but I'd still take them probably in like six games, somewhere around there.
I'm going to take the Lightning in five, and here's why. Because I think that they still have the depth, and they can wake up. They've got the pieces all together there. And come on, New Jersey's got Keith Kincaid playing in net. You really think that's going to stop the Tampa onslaught? I think not. Maybe even Corey Schneider at his best might have had problems here. And he has had such an off year, battling with injuries in and out of the lineup because of it. So I am not looking at New Jersey to be much of a threat here.
I think that should tell you the New Jersey team.
Yes.
They were able to make the playoffs with a struggling Schneider.
Yes, but at the same time, I think that, look, if you want to try to go Rochambeau shot for shot with the Tampa Bay Lightning, you got to be able to roll three lines minimum. And I don't know if the Devils can.
They can roll two at best right now.
They have one of the best MVP candidates of the season in Taylor Hall.
But you would offshoot that with Nikita Kucherov.
Yeah, did he end up with triple digits?
Yes,
he ended up with over 100 points in the season. So
he had 100 exact.
Yeah, so you got a guy with triple digits on the year. Good luck.
Yep.
And then you can go ahead and say, well, what about Stamkos and Hedman?
Yeah.
And yeah, you can keep going with Tampa Bay there. So I think I'm getting the Lightning in five games here.
I could totally see it. I'm gonna see New Jersey's able to squeak a couple.
Okay. So moving on to probably it gets more and more interesting from here, strangely enough. And we'll keep going here. We'll stay in the Atlantic. We'll go to Boston and Toronto here. A matchup no Sabres fans want to go ahead and actually actively watch, because that means that one of their most hated teams is advancing to the next round on a guarantee. However, I'm going to say it, and I'm not going to feel ashamed of it. Give me Toronto. I like their style. It's more fun to watch. And if you want to watch some exciting hockey, Toronto's got it. Toronto's the team that we all dreamed that we would be. Does that make me jealous? Absolutely. Does it mean I'm not allowed to enjoy it and cherish it for what it is? No. I should be allowed to enjoy it because it's good hockey. It's fun hockey. It's not that it's good hockey. It's fun hockey. And give me more fun hockey. Give me more goals. Do I think Toronto can win this? Absolutely. Will they win this? I'm going to say probably not, but today I'm going with my heart. I'm feeling nice today. I'm going to take the Leafs. I'm going to take it in six games. And I think that really all this has to do with is, can Freddie Anderson stay hot in order to counteract the weaker defensive core of the Toronto Maple Leafs? Because they have the offense to match Boston's power.
I mean, it's not like just Boston's power. Boston has the speed to be able to match Toronto.
Well, I meant scoring power, I should say.
Right, right. But Boston's got the speed. The thing I like about the Bruins a lot more than I would a team like Tampa is they're more structured. They got a better system for their players that allows each player to play into their strengths. Bruins, they have, you know, you still got Bergeron. You still got Krejci. You got Brad Marchand. You got David Pastrnak, who had a fantastic year. Probably one of the best lines in hockey right now in Marchand, Bergeron, and Pastrnak. And then you look at their third and fourth lines. It's a lot of younger players, but it's a lot of young, speedy guys. You know, with like Dalton Heinen and Sean Curley. I mean, Tim Schaller's there too. And then they added Ryan Donato after a season at Harvard ended, who played in the Olympics and was fantastic for Team USA. And he continued it. He was scoring a scoring pace into the Bruins.
Yeah. So.
And then you look in their defense. Then you look at the Bruins' defense too, which is their huge. It's a big strength for them, and it gives them a huge advantage over Toronto. You got Charlie McAvoy, who is a number one defenseman right now. It looks like Chara's having a really good year. At 40 years old, he's still playing really well for his age and his size, and he's back for another year too. You got Brandon Carlo. Kevin Miller is a solid defenseman. Matt Grizzlick has looked really good for them as a depth guy. And then you go into the net, you got Tuukka Rask, who played like a Vezina candidate this year. He's probably not going to be in the top three, but I think he had a better year than Freddie Anderson did. So I give the nod to the Bruins in that. I think they will pull away with the series.
It's going to be a good one. I think that's going to be...
This is a fun series.
This is going to be the fun one because the offense is all there. I think it's that one and the Tampa Devils series. Like, there's going to be high flying and scoring. And that is the kind of hockey that I want to see more of. So there's that. Now we move on further in the East. We go ahead. We take a look at Washington and Columbus. Philip Grubauer's the starter for the Capitals in round one.
Yeah.
Are they trying to exit the playoffs early again?
No. Based on what a lot of people on Caps Twitter says, it was the right call. Because Braden Holtby was bad this year. He did not have a great year. His goals against was almost at 3, and his save percentage was about .907. Then you had Grubauer, who played about 35 games for Washington, had about a 2.3 goals against and like a .925 save percentage. Outplayed Holtby tremendously. it looked like. And he earned the trust of Barry Trotz, so he gets the nod in game one. It actually makes a lot of sense.
It's such an interesting development, though. And then, but on the other side...
It's because Grubauer has never proven himself to be a number one goalie before.
Yeah, and what does this mean going forward for them? We don't know. We're not looking into that just yet. I'm just a little like, I don't know.
You're worried about it because Grubauer is new.
It's catching me off guard because Braden Holtby is fantastic in the postseason. He has been for the last 5 years for the Capitals. Every exit that Washington has had within the second round, it's not been his fault.
No, it's never been on Holtby.
It's never been on Holtby, and now he's not even going to be the guy to start it this year for them. I don't know if it's just going to be a team that's forever cursed and never going to make the Stanley Cup again, or, you know, I don't know. But here's what I do know about Washington. They have Alex Ovechkin.
You still got Ovechkin, who led the league in goals.
He's going to score you goals.
Yep.
He's going to do the hockey thing where he puts the puck in the net. But if Sergei Bobrovsky can show up here and be the guy that he has been consistently throughout the past several seasons, you might get a long series.
I think that's what Columbus is hoping for, is that they're able to contain Washington just enough, to try to contain Ovechkin just enough. They're not going to be able to contain him fully, but they're going to try and do it
honestly,
just enough.
Honestly, Ovi's going to get his, and you know that.
Yeah.
The challenge in slowing him down may even just be something that you should give up on as well. However, can Columbus make this thing a 6 or 7-game series? And if they do, that means they might be able to pull something out here. And I think
a lot of people like to say
I'm regrettably going to say this. I think Columbus does give them to 7 games, and it's going to be a headache for Washington. I do believe Washington does get through the first round, but I don't know how much further they're going to get.
I'm taking Caps in seven. I'm going to take the Caps in 6.
So we're both thinking this is going to be a long series for Washington and something that their fans are going to sweat out.
These are going to be 6 really good games. The big advantage I give Washington is their center depth.
Mm-hmm.
They have a much better center core than Columbus does, especially because, you know, a guy like Wennberg was hurt for some of the year, and now Nick Foligno's out too, who's their captain. So that gives Columbus a disadvantage. The advantage I give the Jackets, though, is they got a better defense, I think.
They got a better defense.
Especially with Werenski and Jones.
However, Ovi is the best player on the ice
in
these games. And unless he gets hurt in the first round, that's not going to change. And I think that he's going to make enough of a difference there. And then finally, the juiciest matchup in the East, I think, personally. Philadelphia-Pittsburgh.
I love it.
This series is going to have hate, it's going to have anger, but it's also going to have scoring. Phil Kessel had a career-high 96? Or was it 92 points?
Yeah, like 96 points.
Yeah,
it was something like that.
Yeah, Kessel had a career-high in points this year, playing on a line with Evgeny Malkin. Those two ripped it up. And Sidney Crosby on a down year, and the Pittsburgh Penguins still have one of the most terrifying lines in the NHL.
Yeah.
And that's where I think I'm going to lean in this. I mean, Philadelphia, they can get scoring from their defense, but can they get defense from their defense? And I think that's where their problem is going to lie.
I think
Brian Elliott starting for Philadelphia?
They haven't announced it. I would expect it to be Elliott, though.
And that's a typical Flyers postseason for you. You don't know who your goalie is throughout the whole series, let alone the entire playoff run that they have.
The thing is about Brian Elliott, he actually had a better year than Matt Murray.
Matt Murray struggled
this year.
He's been in and out of the lineup with injuries and other things like that.
I think offensively you can give the nod to Pittsburgh just a little bit because you got Crosby, Malkin, Kessel. Giroux had a 100-point season. Voracek
should be the MVP.
Yeah, he may very well be. Voracek had a point per game year. He had to get like 85 points. Couturier scored 30 goals. You got 24 goals each out of Wayne Simmonds and Travis Konechny. And people don't realize Shane Gostisbehere got 65 points this year.
Yeah, no, Gostisbehere and Provorov are very good at putting some pucks in the net for you and helping create some offense.
Gostisbehere had a career year. And defensively, I think you're looking at it's very close. I give the nod to Philly because Pittsburgh's defense is arguably worse than what it was last year, even with Chris Letang on the roster. And they could be and one of the big reasons I've seen from it is they seem to give the puck away a lot more, and that probably caused Matt Murray's numbers to go down.
Speaking of Matt Murray, by the way, he might not be fully healthy for this series.
If he's
so,
not,
we might see.
They're probably going to go to either Tristan Jarry or Casey DeSmith.
Oh, DeGoalie for the Penguins?
DeGoalies, yeah.
DeGoalie for the Penguins?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, and even so, that's, I mean...
Casey DeSmith, DeGoalie for the Penguins? All right, moving on from this, I'm going to make my prediction here. I think that Pittsburgh pulls this one off, and all you need is for Matt Murray to show up. If he can show up and be the goalie that he's been over the past couple of years, you're going to get them another nice run in the Eastern Conference.
I think if the Flyers can bring back some of the 2012 series in terms of the physicality that they were able to do. I mean, even Giroux, that series was physical the entire way. You saw it right at the beginning of game six of that series, hammered Sidney Crosby, and then like 30 seconds later scores a goal. So if the Flyers can bring some of that back, which most of the players from the 2012 team are still on the team now, I think they got a real good shot in this series. I'm taking the Flyers. I'm going to take them in six. I think they're able to pull away.
I'm going to take Penguins in seven here. So, moving west. Good night, Colorado. You've got the Predators. The most complete team, probably the deepest team, and one that's got a goalie that is playing out of his mind. In Pekka Rinne.
Probably will win the Vezina.
I'm taking five games here. I think the Avs will get themselves a game, but I don't know if there's going to be much of a series here.
I was thinking six, Nashville in six. I'm going to take it back. I'm going to go with what you said. I'm going to take Nashville in five. They're just way more deeper than Colorado is. It's nice to see the Avs in the playoffs again after what happened with them last year. And Nathan MacKinnon could win the Hart Trophy. But Nashville's just way too complete. I like their defensive core a lot more than Colorado's. They don't got their top defenseman in Eric Johnson, and they don't got their goalie in Varlamov. They got to go with Bernier. And while he's had a really good year, going into the playoffs, I wouldn't trust it. Give it a, you know, you got to do what you got to do, but Nashville's just way too good.
Nashville's way too good, and I think that's what it is there. So Winnipeg, Minnesota.
Oh, this is going to be a fun series.
Poor Wild.
It's going to be a fun. I think this is going to be a fun series.
You really think that? I think they're getting swept.
I don't think it's going to be.
The Jets are good, man.
Jets are good.
The Jets are good.
But if Eric Staal has had a monster year, if he can put the team on his back, and maybe with help from guys like Granlund and hope maybe Niederreiter and maybe even Charlie Coyle, Minnesota might give them something to think about, but
I'm not thinking much about this because Minnesota,
they don't have Ryan Suter.
Yeah, they kind of lost their best defenseman.
They did. Because of that, I would say Jets in five.
I'm going Jets in four. I think that's the sweep that happens. There's always one in the first round. There's always one.
That's fair. That's fair to say.
And I think that's where it's going to come from. Vegas, Los Angeles, the Knights and the Kings.
So Battle of Royalty.
Battle of Royalty. What, are the Knights usurping the throne? Maybe.
Maybe.
And I think what's going to happen here is I think Vegas takes this thing in six games. The Kings are always a tough out in the playoffs when they get there. And this is going to be no different, but it's in a little bit of a different sense because the Kings have a lot more speed than they did back when they were making cup runs.
And Dustin Brown looks like an actual top six player now.
Dustin Brown!
Like... He just had his best season in 10 years. He's hit 61 points this year.
Which is strange to say.
That's a career high for him.
Which is
he's
strange,
33.
Yeah, which is strange to say because he's been always a pretty consistent top six player.
He was always like a 20-goal, 40 to 50-point kind of guy. And then the last like 3 years playing in like almost 70 games has had like 20, 30 points.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was a prime candidate for it to be a buyout. And he gets stripped of the captaincy. And next thing you know, first year with, who's their coach now?
guy.
Sure. I'm gonna look it up. But we're literally gonna look it up right now. But it's not Daryl Sutter anymore.
Yep.
And next thing you know, the Kings are a faster team. Kopitar could win it. Is in talks for MVP as well. He had a monster year too. And then
Anže Kopitar is one of the more
Brown scores 30 goals.
Anže Kopitar is one of the more underappreciated players in the NHL. I'll say that.
Oh, very.
But I will say that the Kings, they're going to be, of course, a tough out, but I sense that Vegas is going to have their stuff together because Riley Smith's coming back from his injury. Marc-Andre Fleury seems to shine in the playoffs no matter what.
John Stevens is the coach.
That's right. But yeah, I think that Vegas can take a couple rounds here in the Western Conference. They're not going to make it to the Cup, but I think they can make some noise here. I've got Vegas in six.
LA is going to be very tough. I don't like their defensive depth. After Doughty, it's not much because I think Martinez is hurt, and even so, he's inconsistent. Jake Muzzin is hurt. And
Vegas took Brayden McNabb.
You got to rely. Yeah, Vegas took Brayden McNabb. And so really, if LA wins this series, it's because Quick goes to Vintage 2012.
Yeah.
That's really the only way I see LA winning this series. As long as Fleury stays healthy, you take Vegas. And I would say that could be a five-game series.
All right. So last one, Ducks, Sharks, a battle of California.
Yep.
The Sharks might have something to play with here. The return of Joe Thornton.
Do we know when that's happening?
I don't know when it's happening, but it looks like he's gearing up for the start of this postseason. If that happens, you can match center for center.
Exactly.
The likes of, what is it, Getzlaff, Henrique, and Kessler.
Yep.
And you can match that now.
Thornton, Pavelski, Couture.
And Evander Kane, by the way. Yeah, we all saw it. His style of play was going to be a nice little boost for the Sharks. He is exactly what playoff hockey needs.
He's exactly what the Sharks needed.
A tough, fast forward.
Plays the top six, scores goals. He's going to go to the net. He's going to take it. He's going to take shots. Going to generate rebounds. He can make life hell for the Ducks.
He's tough to get off the puck, which is what the Ducks like to do. They like to try to out-physical you sometimes under Randy Carlyle out there. So I think that San Jose can be a very interesting one here. I'm going to take them here in six.
I'm going to take the Sharks in six as well.
All right.
The big thing, though, you want to watch out is Martin Jones did not have that great of a year, but he was good in March and April. He played a lot better.
Sounds like a man getting hot, and sometimes that's all you need.
If that's the case, yeah.
We'll see if the Ducks can get Gibson back relatively soon. Ryan Miller's going to have to hold the fort.
Yep.
Until then. All right, Frank. I think I'm going with I originally had said something about the Penguins. I'm not sure about that anymore. I think I'm going to take the Lightning here and the Preds out of the West. I'm going to give it to Nashville. I think Nashville wins the Cup. They're just so much more complete and deep of a team than anyone else, except for the team that they'd have to eliminate on their way there in Winnipeg. So, and even then,
should be like the conference final.
Even then, I would give the tilt to Nashville because I like at the end of the day, I'm trusting Pekka more than Connor Hellebuyck, even though he's played well.
He's played great.
I think that Pekka is playing like the Pekka Rinne that we have known throughout his entire career.
It's status quo Rinne, pretty much.
Status quo Rinne, who has been amazing,
yeah.
And he's stepping it up even more so than than all of last year. So that's scary. I think Nashville wins it in six games over the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Stanley Cup.
Right now, that's my final as well. Actually, no, I'm wrong. My final is Nashville-Boston.
Boo!
I think Boston can get by Tampa in the second round should that happen. But I'm taking Nashville in seven.
All right. Well, this is a quicker one than usual. Leftovers Podcast. I'm Derek Kramer.
Frank R. Curry.
This was an NHL playoff preview. Hey, guess what? On Sunday, for our next episode, we've got a lot of fun. We went straight hockey on this one. We're going straight football on Sunday. We'll talk more about, you know, the Bills draft needs and everything like that. But we're going to do a live roundtable. Well, not live. We'll do a roundtable mock draft with me, Frank, Nate Geary, and Pete Karges. So, you know, be ready for that. It's going to be a fun listen. It's probably going to be really fun to orchestrate and go through. Nate, should we get a mediator? Like a commissioner? We might need a commissioner.
We might have to give Sneaky Joe a call.
We might need... Oh, I know. Way. That's not a good commissioner, Frank.
No, I know. I know it's not the first name.
Joe's all right. Joe's all right. But don't say it like that. Don't say Sneaky Joe. That's not a... Who do we get to get commissioner? Sneaky Joe. That doesn't sound like a great commissioner nickname.
But that's what he is, though.
That's true. He's
that's recognized. That's recognized.
He's embraced the heel.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks for listening, as always, on WGR550.com. And, well, until Sunday, peace out. Thanks for listening, and we'll check you later.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.